everyone. It's Sandy Cruz from Sandy K Nutrition, health and lifestyle queen. And I'm here to show you that balanced living works. This is especially for all you ladies over 40. We will cover a range of exciting topics with many special guests, and I really look forward to this season. Bye for now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, health and lifestyle queen. Today with me, I have Anton Fedorenko. He is the founder of Infopathy. And for those of you who follow me on Instagram or Facebook or any of those places, you've probably seen me use my little IC pad. And what is Infopathy? Now, Anton is going to be able to describe it in much more detail in terms of how it works. But think of it this way. Think of being able to utilize a substance without the actual substance to heal yourself. And how is that? You would do it through a device that transfers the imprint of whatever it is that you are utilizing. Not the actual substance, but the actual imprint of the substance. Now, I know it sounds very hocus pocus, but it's not. It's using water. Water is very conductive, and it's using ICs. So they are electromagnetic signals that are generated using algorithms and recorded from the actual substance. So I'm going to give you a quick example because we are going to talk in great detail about this. But let's just say I want to do some sort of an immune boosting imprint, okay? Using the device, which is something that you can purchase through Infopathy. I personally have the glowing IC pad. If you go to infopathy.com, you'll be able to see what I'm talking about because over there you'll see that there's a section for equipment. So I use the glowing IC pad. By the way, I have a discount for you guys. It's Sandy10 for 10% off to get your own device. Anyway, let's just say I want something that is immune boosting. Then I'm going to go into the actual complexes. And myself, as a practitioner, I know, let's just say reishi mushroom or shiitake or any of the cordyceps or something like that that would help with my immune system. I could actually go ahead and find that imprint, put my glass of water, of course filtered, and you want minerals in your water, and transfer that reishi mushroom to the water. Then I'm going to drink the water and I will be able to absorb the imprint of reishi mushroom without actually consuming reishi mushroom. Anyway, there is a lot of scientific backing to this. Some of it is not entirely proven yet, but I've been using this for a couple of weeks and I've found that it's really helped me in certain ways. Anton and I are going to discuss all of this in great detail, and I actually really love this product. I encourage you to listen to the podcast very carefully because there's a little bit of science to that. And I also encourage you to contact me, or you can contact Anton at Infopathy. He also has a great Facebook group. You can contact either of us for more information. A couple of announcements. I am always very active on Instagram, so go ahead and follow me at Sandy K Nutrition. I'm also on Twitter. Everything is Sandy K Nutrition. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I'm actually going to put a good clip of a demonstration of how Infopathy works on my YouTube channel with my recording with Anton. So definitely go and subscribe to my YouTube channel and check it out and share. share, share, share. I'm constantly saying, please do share this podcast with anyone whom you feel might benefit from it. Also, I appreciate any reviews and let me know what you think. Send me an email. Even tell me where you're from because I have listeners from all over the world and I love it and I love you all. And I'd love to hear your feedback. So send me an email, sandy@sandyknutrition.ca. I'm also a registered holistic nutritionist, and I do take on clients a certain number every month. And right now, I'm actually taking on new 3-month clients. If you would like to have a free wellness chat, send me an email, sandy@sandyknutrition.ca. And now I'm going to cut on through to the interview with Anton from Infopathy. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. Today with me, I have a special guest. His name is Anton Fedorenko. And Anton Fedorenko received his Bachelor of Science in Applied Physics and Mathematics, a Master of Science in Innovation and High Technologies from Moscow Institute of Physics and Technology in Russia. For 10 years, Anton has been involved with several water-related projects wherein he not only conducted fundamental research, but also developed water-related products and web-based platforms. In 2018, Anton founded Ashnu Technologies and is currently developing two platforms, Infopathy and Aquacy. And I have actually been using Infopathy myself for about 2 weeks now. I became absolutely fascinated with the product and I absolutely had to get Anton on my podcast. So welcome, Anton. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you very much.
I'm really excited to have you here because, as you know, you've probably been seeing on Instagram, and anybody who's on Instagram, they've been seeing my stories. I'm like, okay, today I'm trying this imprint. And so I guess really we have to start with your story. How did you get into this?
The story, quite interesting, I think, for me to see it, because some little events brought me to hold this project. And if they didn't happen, I don't know, life would be completely different. I don't know what I would be doing. Initially, I was studying radiophysics in my native city in Ukraine, in Kharkov. And I had there a friend who wanted to go into the Better Institute to Moscow. He was talking to me of so many different legends, how amazing it is, how it's super cool, it brings very smart people inside. And when he was telling, he would be sure tell me that it's kind of really hard to get inside. And you know, it's like funny how you never think about something and then little words make you like make change whole direction of your life. Preparing for the exams the same year, I went to do them and I got like really low marks.
Oh no.
I think it was like totally was 7 out of 24.
Oh, so, like, Anton.
Really low, like after 1 month of preparation. And then I was getting ready again for another 2 months. And then I got like 17 out of 24. Oh. So kind of improved a little bit. But again, it was like 1 point not enough to enter. Telling me, okay, you can prepare one more year. Like, and then you can do exam again. So it was like a big thing for me. And like 1 year later, I was able to enter the university. For that university in particular, it's not that they have a super good program, but it's about their selection process. And when I was on the Department of Biophysics and Ecology, there was a professor who was also interested in water, its properties. They were doing different experiments. And he also was part of the group outside of institute that were like studying and doing this experiment with informing water, recording signals, and you know, doing all of this like initial seeds of Infopathy, I would call. And he put me in contact with those people to help them with some, I think, translations. It just because they were preparing to go to the water conference in USA, they needed some help with translations, finding publications to support the research. And that's how I became, you know, involved in all these Masaru Emoto experiments, you know, water has memory.
Yes. I did read, he has some studies in there, right?
Yeah, he had some, you know, those photographic experiments when there would, was a group of people or just like one person prepare different bottles of water and then with their mind try to affect the water and then take little droplets, freeze them and see how the flakes would look like. Just many different variations of those experiments. If it's possible to affect the water at a distance with just your thoughts.
Oh.
We're using like some devices.
That's, okay, so what you're saying is that you believe that thoughts, feelings, emotions can be transmitted through water. Is that what you're saying?
It's some way. We don't know yet what it's exactly emitted.
Okay.
Maybe there's some kind of field from people or there's a phenomenon called quantum entanglement.
Okay.
So like even if you make a picture of the water and then try to affect, this is what we're now trying to do, non-local experiments, have pictures of the water and people kind of focus their attention and intention on the picture, try to see whether we can like reliably affect on the water. We do. It seems like it's possible. Sometimes we have good positive results. Sometimes there is no positive results. We kind of try to figure out how to build the right experiment.
Yeah.
It seems it's not easy to do.
It's not easy to isolate, right? Like you can't isolate.
It's not easy to affect the water distance, which is, I think, is a good thing. If a group of people decided to change the water temperature and change the whole planet.
Exactly.
So it's good if it's stable, actually.
Yeah, because otherwise there would be tsunamis all over the place right now, right? Probably. With the world, with the way the world is right now.
Yeah, I believe the human... Human is so powerful.
Yes.
And we need to go further and further to discover and to understand how it works, not only with the technical means, you know, with gadgets, etc., but also with our powerful like bodies, our powerful organisms.
Okay. So I'm going to try and break this down because I want to make sure that everybody's going to be able to understand this. But what you did touch on, a couple of things. Distance healing is huge. Huge. So some of the things that you're working on, you're trying to actually prove through scientific experiments that it in fact can be proved that it can actually do something. You can affect something from a distance, correct? Does that make sense?
Yes, that's what we're trying to do.
Because there's a lot of practitioners who do muscle testing from a distance. There are practitioners who do distance healing. So this is pretty phenomenal stuff. Now, what I would like to do is get into this. How can you imprint substances into water? Why? Like water's conductive, correct? So all of those things that you were talking about with the sound waves and the energy waves of certain substances can be imprinted into water, correct? Maybe explain how infopathy works. Yeah. Let's get into that.
Yeah, so infopathy, again, we would like say it started developing the experimental or like practical way. Okay, there is practitioner who use similar approach, devices imprinting water. We decided, okay, let's do same thing, but you know, using internet at the same time, understanding how it works. So for now, we don't know exactly how it works, but we have some hypothesis, which kind of maybe also explains homeopathic thing because it's all about water, how things work inside there. And there is a theory called also related to quantum electrodynamics, how electromagnetic waves interact with matter. And this theory was developed by Italian scientists. I met them at the water conference in Bulgaria. Theoretically, they showed, yes, yeah, possible, no doubt. From real world, there is, because in water, many things affect in the water. So it's a lot of questions to the theory still. But what the theory says, in general, if you have two particles and they oscillate at some frequency, is frequency one and frequency two. So they like oscillate like this. And if you put these two particles into the electromagnetic field, which oscillates at about the same frequency as these two things oscillate. So first of all, these two things should oscillate at about the same frequency. And outside electromagnetic wave should be also have similar frequency to these particle frequencies. So if these conditions are met, then there will be attraction force between these two particles. So they will be coming together.
Right.
So if you're applying this theory to the water, you have in water many molecules, all of them move, all of them oscillate. So if you put an electromagnetic field out, like around the water, like technically put, you know, water on top of the device which emits the signal or some kind of chamber, there will be this field is created. And in the water, like some water oscillates this frequency, some water oscillates this frequency, but water with a similar frequencies will be attracted to each other. And they say that, they calculated that under this effect, water molecules will form coherent domains. And so it's like domains of water molecules which oscillate at the same frequency, coherent, so oscillate at the same frequency, and domains, just some location, they oscillate. And they calculated that one of each domain can consist of 5 million molecules. And if the condition are stable, water can remain in this state for months, for many months. But again, from the real world, because many different things affecting the water, it's probably, it stays less than that. It can remain this imprint for less time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, taking this further with the theory that, yes, water can create these coherent domains, which will mimic the signal. So if you apply 100 hertz to water, it will form coherent domains, which will oscillate at those frequencies and mimic that signal. If you apply 200 hertz, this oscillates. If you apply two, you can apply at the same time, like two frequencies. You know, like if you just think about signal is a combination of different frequencies. And if you apply two signals, some water molecules will oscillate at 100 hertz, some molecules will oscillate at 200 hertz. So in general, you will mimic that signal. So then if you record the signal from substance, and every substance have like unique spectrum signal, also like what is actual spectrum of the substance, how it's like measured. When you have some substance and you have white light, well, there's like white light is a light which has pretty much every frequency in that region. Of course, it's not all of them have the same intensity, but in general, yes, white light has many frequencies inside. If you see blue light, it has monochrome light, it will have only one frequency in it.
Okay.
But white light, like white noise, have many frequencies. So when you shoot that white light to the substance, some photons, as we talked earlier, got absorbed by the substance because they kind of in the resonance with those energy levels of the substance. And some photons will kind of just go through the substance, will not interact much. And in the end of that chamber, you will just receive some photons. So it's like a filter. Substance, each substance like a filter, it will absorb some frequencies of the light, and some frequencies just go through.
Okay.
And you will see in some way what kind of light, what is the color of your, in some way, what is the color of your substance. And every substance have this unique peaks. Of course, some substances have similar spectrums, some different. And so when we record signal from substance and then apply the signal to water, to just pure water with that coherent domains, or which can form coherent domains, in the water we create coherent domains which will mimic in general the signal we applied, the signal which was recorded from the substance. So in this way, like water can emit or can mimic the spectrum of the
substance
we used.
Right.
And then, when we consume this water inside of our body, there is different research that show that it's actually for body, maybe it's not for all substances and not for all receptors, but at least for some receptors in our body, it's important what spectrum our substance have and not the shape. So it kind of doesn't care whether you actually have substance present in your liquid, but what spectrum this liquid emits. You know, analogy would be electronic key lock principle. If you have like olden days or still like a mechanical key, you have to have specific shape. If it doesn't have specific shape, you will not be able to insert it in the key. No, you will not be able to open, or you will not be able to insert it in the lock, and you will not be able to open that lock. But with electronic key, it doesn't matter. It can be a card, can be just some remote control. You can click on the button, and it's important what frequency is emitted by your key, and whether the receiver, maybe it's a car, maybe it's a door, or your TV, it's important what frequency it receives, what signal, and then it interacts, and then it does the change.
So InfoPathy, here's one of the delivery devices, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is this one called? You want to...
Glow and IC pad.
So for those of you who are not watching, it's a pad where there's some essential oils in here, and there's some... What else is in here?
So inside... In this device, we included also like embedded inside herbs. It's like tea, rose, buds, and oregano. So when you transfer some other signals, signal just going through those herbs and also transfer the imprints into water.
Amazing. Right. So, you know, I feel like it's very important to describe how we can use it practically. Because there's a million people out there who I know can benefit from these types of devices. Now, you have another one that's more of a delivery system for PEMF or Rife, where you actually put it on the part of the body, even though this can go on the body as well,
as
right?
Well, yeah.
So I feel like, you know, maybe we should even try one, but, you know... Explaining how and what we can do with this is important. And as an example, I'm going to give you one of my examples, okay? Yeah. I have had a little bit of an issue with my recovery. So I measure everything as a biohacker. I measure my heart rate variability and my heart rate and all the different sleep functions. Uh-huh. And I noticed that I had a very pretty significant trend in a downward trend. So for 3 days, I ran an imprint. It was called Heart. And I can't remember exactly what the formula was, but I ran this imprint from the app for 3 days, three times a day. And now my scores are starting to finally come back up again. So, Anton, maybe talk to us about the practical uses and how this can really help improve somebody's life. And of course, I'm going to preface this by saying we're not giving any medical advice here. This is for educational purposes only. And we are simply educating those on some amazing new technology or new-ish technology that you can look at for yourself.
Yeah. And so InfoPathy at the moment is a platform, database in some way, where we have store signals recorded from substances. We have, I think, over 1,000 different signals, and with time we're making more of the signals. And signals recorded from substances called imprintices, because the best way using them is to transfer to water, as we described, using one of the devices. We have now three devices, and each of them can be used to imprint water. They have different intensity of their field created, so the different transfer time for those imprint ICs, we call the signals. And this is how our old project started, only from the signals recorded from substances. Then we thought that our whole system, like database, website, software, is suitable for storing and transferring signals called PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic fields. And those things, I think, more accepted in society, more studied, more understood. There is think more over 2,000 research about effectiveness for different applications. Even like NASA uses PMF signals for their astronauts, and there's lots of products for PMF mats, PMF this, that.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of stuff. So we on our platform also have different signals. I'm not sure exactly how much, but over maybe a few hundred of the signals. And the best way of using PMF ICs is to apply directly to body using one of the devices. Also, all of three devices can be used to apply those signals directly to body. Just put it in specific spot. Maybe if the description of signals mentioned where you should put the device, apply the device. If it's not mentioned, if it's something general, you can apply it to the sternum or stomach of the body and just hold it there.
I'm going to stop you for a sec, Anton, because I also have tested a PEMF for digestion. So I ate a big meal. I felt like lethargic. I felt really full. So I ran a digestion PEMF through my glowing IC pad. And I actually put it on my sternum. Another time I put it on my belly. And you know what? It's amazing because I think the program that I did was maybe 20 minutes when I sat there. It's almost like you went for a walk, right? Which you should do, by the way. You should. But if you don't, then having something like this, even like, it's amazing how it makes a difference. But PEMF is well studied, correct?
Yeah, it needs to be studied even more. And I think in general, studying PMF and how electromagnetic field interacts with our body kind of also give people understanding that our body is not just, you know, like liquid and meat and we just like walk in vegetables, but that's, I mean, vegetables also cool stuff. Kind of things.
Everything has energy. Everything.
Same thing happening in the vegetables and all life things. And that inside of our, I mean, like, yeah, we're not just rocks.
A bag of bones.
We have live cells, and those cells interact with each other also by exchanging those photons. It's such thing called biophotons, when one cell can emit photon and another will capture that photon, and interaction happens, especially when cells divide. This study was even started like over 100 years ago with onions. There was a research when onion root divides, and they would be able to capture this little, very like small intensity ultraviolet lights to see that, you know, there's electromagnetism present in our body. We know about electrical signal, you know, going brain, nerves, all this stuff, of course, moving ions, etc., but also electromagnetism. And if you think how also actually electromagnetism is connected to the charge, this is like a basic thing. So if you have static charge, so for example, in the space, you have a charge. If a charge is stable, not moving anywhere, it creates electric field around it. You know, if you have like a balloon or like this thing for your hair, it can become like electrostatic, you know, and it's meaning that electric charge is there and you can feel it, you know, with some other...
I guess you don't use a blow dryer very often, Anton.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing.
I get it.
Yeah, so that creates a static electric charge. It just stays in your hair, for example, and just stays, doesn't move. It creates electric field. But once the charge starts moving, so any moving charge creates accelerating charge. Yeah, if you have accelerated charge, so if it's, for example, moves like this, then you have electromagnetic waves. Right. Created by the charge. So in our body, we have like blood, everyone has, and inside his body have, for example, lots of ions. And when they move, they don't move, if I know it correctly, at the constant speed because our heart beating. So it's kind of move, stops. So there's little oscillations happens everywhere. And in future, we'll be considering our bodies even more and more like bioelectrical, I don't know, machines, electromagnetical machines.
I think
so
there's enough
to know more and also regulate something in some process in our body using electromagnetic fields signal, which PMF kind of does.
Right.
Already know. Yeah.
So I think there's enough to say that we are electrical beings, like our heart, right? Electrolytes, they keep us alive, right? There's enough there to know, right? Like, yeah. You know, and how things interact with our body. So I have a question now. I know I've heard about this. Let's say you go and use a substance and you want to create an imprint from the app and you're allergic to some of the ingredients. Mm-hmm. Will you have an allergic reaction if you imprint water with that substance?
Yeah, so far, some people had allergic, they said they're allergic to these herbs embedded inside this device.
Okay.
So we said, first of all, they're isolated. So there is no physical contact with you with those herbs inside of the device. And so those people use the device and they've been allergic for actual substance, but they didn't have any allergic reaction to the water imprinted with those ICs. So therefore, at this moment, I can say that there is no allergic reaction to things that you're actually allergic. And in general, so far, practitioners, even before we started all of the thing, they would be noticing no side effect or negative effects in people mm-hmm. who use ICs compared to when they use actual substance.
Okay. Yeah, so same thing with then, let's say if you wanted to use an ibuprofen for mm-hmm. pain relief. And I know as a holistic health practitioner what ibuprofen does for the gut, and it's not good. So if you use the imprint, though, you're not getting the negative side effects from the drug, are you?
Yeah, that's what we see right now. And there is a question why actually that doesn't happen. And so far, I think that's because, first of all, there is no actual substance. And
right.
If you compare the coherent domain in water, which mimic the signal, to the substance, it's something more stable. As you know, every substance is just energy
yes.
in some way. If you go in the deeper level, what is substance made of? It's atoms, protons, then this quarks. So it's technically just energy in
right.
some way, structured. So those molecules, from that point of view, is more stable, structured energy. You can destroy a molecule by shooting maybe some, heating up too much, or shooting it to with some high frequency, high energetic electromagnetic field. You can still destroy the substance. But in regular conditions, it's much stable. When it stays in your body, it's depending on the substance, it also can stay there for a long time. And with imprints, because it's still just water molecules, but only organized in some way, and they are definitely less stable than substance. So
right.
we don't know yet for how long the imprint stays in your body when you drink it.
Right.
I don't think that for a really long time. We don't have any studies on that yet. Therefore, we kind of tell people to drink water for more often, at least 3 times a day. Even often better, just have the bottle of water and drink it just during the day.
Anyways,
you're drinking water, or you should drink water during the day. So just drink water with imprinted signals. Also, some practitioners suggested they had telling their patients to hold water in their mouth for 10 seconds before swallowing. That also kind of comes from different area, I think from homeopathic. They also tell people to hold medicine, those bits in the mouth before swallowing.
Yes, like homeopathy.
Yeah, so we are also suggesting people doing that and see if it does better effect. And drinking water on the empty stomach, because then you have no food in you and it doesn't block water to going into intestine. And if you have food in your stomach and you drink water, then it will be absorbed by intestine in few hours, 1-2 hours. But if you don't have any water in your stomach, it kind of go through right away and will be absorbed by your intestine in just a few minutes.
Okay.
This is So that's why people also usually recommend to drink water before the, eating the food. I think not only, I heard different opinions that if you drink water during food, you dilute your acid. But some people say it's not important, some people say it's important. But what's the for sure difference, that's what will the absorption speed.
Okay. Now, back to the whole allergy thing. Here's a question for you. Let's say somebody has a very severe peanut allergy. And I'm asking because my daughter has one. And there was a couple of studies done in hospital, and it had to be in a hospital setting, where they would give small amounts of the peanut to that patient, and they were building up their immune system to allow for that substance. Essentially, a device such as this could technically be used in a safer manner as immunotherapy, couldn't it? Like, I mean, if you're looking at the theory of how it works, right?
Yeah, theoretically.
Theoretically.
And I think in general, this approach would say in small amounts of peanuts or small amounts of poisons. I think that's how homeopathy was created back then. They were doing like high dilutions, not super high dilutions, or just small portions of some poison to, you know, to treat people with some like diseases. Yeah. So
yeah.
Which in general, because homeopathy is not only about like super high dilutions when you, where you don't have any substance inside, but like just high dilutions where you still have some concentration in their substance of the substance in the water. So in general, yes, this approach I think is
and it's safe, because here's the thing, you know, with those types of testing, they have to always be done in the hospital, in a hospital setting, because of potentiality for anaphylaxis and that sort of thing. So I mean, I love that application myself. I think it's fascinating. Now, this
In general, like for allergies, I also had a few like feedbacks, people were saying that we have allergy. I think it was in print, not PMFIC, but in print IC. There was a few reports that they had, cat allergy, allergy on the cats or other things. And but it was it wasn't like signal of the cat itself. It was signal of some substance that kind of blocks the allergic reaction, and that kind of works. Interesting to make signal from the cat.
That would be, right? You take the cat's fur, and then it's a form of immunotherapy, essentially, what it is.
Yeah,
and you expose that person to that imprint every single day, but it's done safely, right? So it would be interesting to see. There's another test for you. You're a scientist. You love that stuff, right? So, okay. So I have to ask about muscle testing. Because I have actually seen practitioners who have these little vials, and they look like they're water, and, you know, they will put it on a device, and then they will do like laser acupuncture all over the body. That's the signal. It captures the signal from what's in that vial, and it rebalances the body. And so it's kind of like that immunotherapy. Have you seen this application, Anton?
In general, something similar, yes, I saw. I would say yes, probably related.
It's like bioenergetics, like right?
Different like technique and like a bit different from what we are doing. But I think similar like phenomena.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like that whole thing with the immunotherapy that I was just bringing up. I'm just thinking, because the application makes sense, that you would strengthen the body against that substance. So kind of like the peanut, as an example. But you're using a delivery system of acupuncture, laser acupuncture, to rebalance the body towards that substance, as opposed to drinking it.
Yeah, for the muscle testing, what people usually do, it's a little bit, I think, different than this laser approach. It's like a personal thing people do when they would like to select some ICs because there's so many of them. And the problem, like at the moment, that people don't know what they actually need. You know, they have some problem, but what is the reason of the problem? Yeah, because it's always good to understand the reasons and try to do something with them. So what they would do, they would kind of create five or like ICs or complexes. By the way, complexes is when you can put a few imprint ICs into one like combination, like 3, 4, 5, 6. Some people put many of them inside.
I made one too. I made one. I made a digestion one, and I put a couple of different substances that I know are very good for digestion to make a whole complex. So maybe keep going with that. I love it.
Yeah. So you can create, you can use already ready complexes created by some other practitioners, and you can create your own. Or you can always also copy existing complex and modify it, add something, remove something. So what people do, if they don't know actually what they need, but they have some ideas, they can create five tinctures with different ICs or complexes, and then they do muscle testing by themselves. It's so they would hold, again, like not sure how to explain how this works, but I think it's pretty also like well used for many years use approach. When you would like to test how this will work for you, you hold it in your hand, and so that's one of the approaches from what I heard. You kind of like tell your like body, so is it, if it's good for me, I would like to maybe feel that my body wants to go forward. If it's not good for me, I would like to kind of bend backwards. If it's do nothing at all or something like that, just stay neutral.
Yes.
So it's, you know, those approaches when people like use pendulum, maybe it's related to subconsciousness, or maybe in some way inside of you, you kind of, I don't know, feel it, that it's needed, or maybe it's already interacting with your body, this tincture with water, and it's kind of make you behave in a different way. Yeah, so people do that muscle testing. Sometimes also the test, if you have another person with you, they say that your muscle become more attuned, like stronger, if maybe you hold something better or you think about something more positive. Then another person can try to like break your fingers or put your hand down to see if it's stronger or less stronger. So people, yes, would use this kind of muscle testing to select what it is better for them to try to use it.
Yeah, I love that. Actually, I do muscle testing all the time with my family. I mean, now with COVID, it's not like you're touching anybody. You're not really near your clients right now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, everything I'm doing is virtual. But I love that, you know, the frontwards, backwards, really. But these are really great tests for people who are really attuned to their bodies. And if not, you work with a practitioner who understands it.
Yeah.
I've been doing muscle testing for so many years, and I find it fascinating because I'll even do different substances like probiotics. I'm like, which one do you need today? Because, you know, probiotics, there's so many different formulas. And often, you know, you'll see that one might be weak for you, whereas others will be strong. That's a sign that your gut is saying you need this one that you're strong for. So I love that this application can be there and used for that. So we talked about PEMF. We talked about imprints. Now, there's also Audible.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
It's one of the latest things we added, maybe, I don't know, maybe half a year or 1 year ago.
Okay.
Because also we saw that our platform and technology are suitable to using that. For Audible, you don't need to have any, like all these transfer devices, because the delivery happens through your ears. You need to hear the signal. Some of the Audibles require like stereo headphones or stereo speakers, and you have to be kind of in between those speakers, because the signals are called binaural beats.
Oh, yes.
It's also like very popular.
Yes.
And the like main idea that you kind of, it's brain waves also called, that your brain in different states work in different frequencies. So if you listen in one ear one frequency, another ear another frequency. It's actually what a cool yeah. phenomena. And yeah. maybe who never heard about it, they can go and try. Yeah, because if you only hear one, if you remove one speaker, yes, you only hear with one headphones, you can hear only one frequency. If you remove the first one and put only the second one, you hear another frequency. For example, one frequency 100 hertz, another is 95 hertz. But in your brain, it's some kind of trick happening. You hear like beats, which is equal frequency 1 minus frequency 2. Like if you have 100 hertz, another 95 hertz, in your head, you will hear this like beats like at 5 frequency, this kind
right.
of thing. And there's also like, I would say it's less studied than the PMF. And but there are some studies
yes,
that
there
you can
is.
Move your head. And actually like one of the binaural beats in a field when I use it, it's for, I think, I forget exactly the name, but it's for kind of get sleep or deep relaxation.
Yes.
Because one of those frequencies, with the low frequencies, your brain maybe going to bed or sleeping. And I actually noted that when I listen to the frequency with my headphones, my kind of brains feel a bit heavier and like more tired, thoughts less thinking.
Yeah.
So that's, I recommend to people who would like to go to, you know, to go to sleep and cannot fall asleep, or they woke up maybe at night and they cannot fall asleep, they can try using that binaural beats.
It's good for stress too, right? So just for even relaxation. Now, this is something that someone can try for free on your site, because what you do offer is there's the devices. So there's this one, which is called the Glowing IC Pad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the Hummer, which is the one that you put on your body. Great for other signals like PEMF or Rife. Rife is kind of similar to PEMF,
it's,
right?
It's a PMF. It just, I would say, different like database of the signals and based on the person who, you know, and developed all the database
right.
many years ago. Yeah, but it also pulls electromagnetic fields.
Yes.
And each PMF, it's a sequence of different frequencies. Sometimes it can be like complicated, sometimes more simpler. It can be even like one frequency that you have to like apply to the body for maybe 5 or 10 minutes. But sometimes, and usually it's many frequencies, like 100 hertz, maybe 120, then 20.
Right.
You know, like a sequence of different frequencies. You have to apply.
Right. So the other thing too is that if you're watching or listening, you can go on infopathy.com and you can try the audible ones, correct?
Like yes.
You
yes.
do, but you need the headphones. You need to have headphones for this, right?
Yeah. Once you go on the InfoPathy website, you need to sign up, just create an account. And then if you go to the main catalog, it's ICs and complexes. So some ICs are available with a like membership and some of them available without membership. So once you create the account, you can already try some audible ICs on the main catalog. There is a filter. You can select 3 ICs. And for audibles, I think there's over 20 ICs that you technically can try without any membership or without any device.
Okay. Yeah. I want to show people who are watching this on YouTube, I want to show what this looks like. So I'm going to kind of try a little demonstration if you're okay with this. And then I'm going to ask a question. So I'm on the actual website. So this is maybe going to be a little hard to see. Hold on. Let me get this. You might not be able to see it. Can you see it? Yeah, there you go.
Now I see it.
So I'm on the anti-aging. Okay. This is an actual... Let me just see if it's an imprint or, because it will tell me, yes. So down here, it tells me that it's an imprint. This means you need your glass of water, okay? This is the type that goes through water. It is not PEMF, it's not Rife, correct?
Yeah, small note that the best, we recommend transfer not to the glass of water, but the bottle of water, because it's good to shake water at least 10 seconds before the transfer.
Oh, and water must not be distilled water. You always have to use mineralized water, like water that actually contains minerals, right?
Yeah, that's better water from what we see. Technically, distilled also, I know some people use it. So it can be still used, but it doesn't hold the signals for a long time. It seems that presence of minerals make water more stable.
Okay.
In the way, so...
So yes, another one...
If you use mineral water, it can be... You can bring a bottle of water and use it for 3 days. If you bring distilled water or low mineral water after filtration, you need to drink it right away.
Okay. So let's try... Let's pretend I stirred this with a spoon. Okay? Just because you did say it's best to shake it up or whatever beforehand. Yeah. So let's pretend I did that. I'm going to actually put this down so that you guys can see this imprint go through, okay? You can see, right, Anton?
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to begin this, and I'm doing this over through my phone because you can also do this from your laptop or whatever, and I'm going to start the transfer. Now, I do have a question. It says here, transfer all at once or one by one. What is that for?
Yeah, so it's a general, like a feature. You can, so in your complex, now you'll be transferring complex. In complex, you have maybe five, I don't know how many different ICs inside. For imprint complexes, you actually need to transfer all at once, because if we will be transferring to water one by one...
One will override.
Yeah, we'll kind of override.
Yeah.
So for imprint complexes, you have to transfer... like all together, but still we have that feature. You can make it as a playlist. Maybe you just went inside of your complex and you just want to transfer one signal. So you would click transfer one after another and then kind of select only one IC to transfer.
Okay.
But most used scenario when you need one by one, if you create PMF complex.
Yeah.
Complex which includes maybe many PMF.
Yeah.
It's kind of becomes as a playlist. Yeah, because you can apply PMF one after another to your body.
Do you have to do it that way with PEMF?
PMF, yes, you have to do
so
it.
So if this was not imprint, okay, because remember I explained this to you guys, imprint is what it said. If it said PEMF, that's when you would want to do one by one, right?
Yes.
Because you're...
it's kind of by default, when you go on that page, specific complex, by default you would have set to recommended.
Recommended
mode, but you kind of always, you know, give this flexibility into functionality so you can try different things again. Because at the moment, yes, we say you shouldn't transfer PMF signals all together because it can be complicated and those sets are important. Transfer them one by one, but we kind of allow people still to try and to test if they would be transferring maybe two or three PMF signals at the same time. And then report how it works for them.
Okay. So the one that I'm doing, you guys, is anti-aging and age reversal, of course, because that's like my big thing. I love that stuff. And the ICs that are in here include metformin, DHA, growth hormone, vitamin D3, and thymus glandular extract. So unless you're a practitioner, you might not know what this is. This is why when you work with a practitioner, your practitioner is going to be able to say, okay, you know what? Do this. This is what I need you to do. And so now I'm going to actually show you what it looks like, you guys. Hold on. There you go. So do you see that glowing, everyone? Those of you who are watching, you'll be able to see. And the thing that's really cool about this is if you want to really ensure that, I guess you have multiple, you can do a repeat many times. Is that just to make sure that that imprint is in there for sure? Is that why?
For imprint, for repeats, again, like for different devices, that number will be different. Just how it's technically built, for example, for IC Hummer. It takes 4 minutes for imprint IC or complex to be transferred. So there would be kind of, you'll see extra one repeat. And again, once you select your device, those default settings will be set. So you kind of don't need to change many things or it'll select. But you always, again, can change the repeat number to more than just...
Now, why would I want to do that?
And with more transfer, we see that effect of the water will be stronger.
Oh, okay.
We don't know yet where it's kind of caps, where it's stopped growing, the effect. Some people who test, who do tests for transferring water, signal into water for like 1 hour, 1.5 hour, and they actually found it's even stronger.
Oh.
But at this moment, still like 2 minutes is okay to use. And we still kind of learning, you know, about different transfer times. But general pattern that if you set extra repeats, the signal might be stronger, or your effect will be stronger. But not everyone needs the effect will be stronger, because some people even were reporting maybe too strong effect.
Oh, really?
Some of them said they had similar reaction to detoxing, and they even had to reduce. They were using a simple device, which requires 12 minutes to transfer, and they had to reduce number of transfers, and effect went more lighter.
Okay, that's okay. I love this stuff because I'm drinking imprinted water all day long. And see, now you're taking a drink too. See, there you go. So talk to me one last thing that we didn't mention. How do you make tinctures? Because I know how to make them. And I feel like tinctures are a great way. Yeah. So let's talk about that. What's in your tincture today?
Yeah. So how to make tinctures? First of all, you need to prepare the saline. And again, if you have more minerals in the water, it will stay for longer time. Therefore, we have this method, like method number two. If you go on the website, infopathy.com, and you go to the help section, find their method two, you will find like exact recipe how to prepare the tincture. For that, you need just also regular water that you usually drink, mineral salt, can be Himalayan salt, sea salt, real salt, or
good quality salt. Good quality salt, I always say.
Yeah, with minerals.
Yeah.
And like glass. So you put 200 milliliters of a glass of water full, then you put 1 teaspoon of the salt inside of the water, you mix it, and then you can use this water to distribute, prepare just a base. Just use this tincture when you imprint. So you put it also on the icy pad, or you can attach an icy hammer to it, do the transfer. And once this thing is imprinted, we recommend to also cover it with aluminum foil, because with this method you can store it for 30 days. And in 30 days, many things can kind of happen to the bottle. Covered with aluminum foil to isolate it from electromagnetic fields, from your equipment around the house, from different things. Also keep it at the room temperature. It also can be kept in the freezer, but not the fridge. And from direct sunlight, but if it's covered with aluminum foil, there will be no light coming inside. And then when you would like to use it, you just take 10 drops. So you take it one squeeze usually for the 2 ounce or 30 milliliters bottle into just your glass of water. You drop it there, and then you stir it, and then you can drink that glass of water.
And you need at least 2 ounces of that water, right? You put
here.
How much water does it matter? How much water you're drinking with the tincture?
So when you prepare a glass of water, at least you have to drink 2 ounces of water at the same time.
Right. And then if you want to make it, like you were saying, just kind of for the day, you can also put it in a stainless steel canteen and it will last for 3 days, right?
Yes. I mean, if you just use regular water, you can, for example, have a bottle of water, you can imprint it and it will last for 3 days. You can also, because usually you would need more water than this during 3 days, so you can drink half of the water, add new water, shake it for 10 seconds, and again, drink half of the water, add more water, shake it, and do these things for 3 days. After 3 days, kind of have new water, we'll re-imprint it again with the same IC or complex,
right,
and keep repeating. If you'd like to use a metal container, don't use it for the imprinting because metal right. container will shield the signal. But what you can do for better storage water, you can imprint it in the glass container or plastic bottle, and then after imprinting, pour it into the metal container.
Okay. Now, when you make, here's a question, you know, when you make a tincture that already has the imprint in it, so let's say I made this tincture 2 days ago, is it a good idea to shake it before you put the drops in?
You can shake it, but that's not necessary.
Okay, good to know. Now, another question, who's making all these imprints? Who are these individuals? Like, are they reputable? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have a few people who are making them.
Yeah, all those people, they use the same, like, they connect each other. They're usually practitioners who have the same technology, and they went through the training how to do that. They actually recording the signal, then they submit it to us. We do like processing, and the final upload, what's uploaded on the platform, is done by us. But okay. usually people who actually like record, who have access to those substances, yeah, they use this method that we developed to do to record the signals.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you, what have you heard of any really cool or amazing stories from other practitioners who have been using this for a while with their clients?
Yeah, one of the stories that I always like, and actually I just yesterday contacted this person for the updates.
Okay.
Like preparing for the podcast, and they were using like drugs for their thyroid from when they were 13 years old to when they 60 something years old, for all their life. And then there was a practitioner created for them IC complex, like using different things. Now, because they also live in the rural area, so they don't actually have access to go and just buy thyroxine.
Okay.
They would just use ICs. You know, like in general, yeah, we don't recommend to replace like drugs with ICs. But it just happened for them because they didn't have access to actual drugs, so they started to use ICs. Asked them whether they did like any blood work. Yes, they didn't do the blood work, but because they had long experience using the drug for, I think, like 50 years already, so they know how they feel when their levels go up and down.
That's amazing. I mean,
this is very, very cool.
I don't know if you saw my live that I did with a colleague, and we talked about that. I don't have a thyroid at all, so I don't even have a little bit of the gland left. It's gone. So I personally, I don't know. Like you said, I feel like, you know, advice is do not replace drugs that keep you alive, right? Because if I don't have any gland whatsoever, I've got nothing to rely on. However, if you're in a desperate situation and you can't get your medication, or you can't get out to get your medication or something like that, this is something that you could try to tie you over. And of course, this is not medical advice, but I love that actual real life case, Anton.
Yeah, and what we also in general say for someone, because there's also was experiments with mice when we would give like one group of mice just plain water, another group of mice imprinted water, and then the third group of mice substance, and the fourth group of mice substance plus imprinted water.
Okay.
And we saw that effect almost doubled when you have imprint plus substance. I mean, the studies have to be repeated, etc. But those preliminary studies say that it's possible to kind of increase the effect if you use ICs as additional method.
Oh.
So therefore, again, yeah, we don't tell to replace it, etc.
Yes.
But you can always start using it as additional method.
Oh, I love
slowly.
That.
And then if you go and do like your blood analysis, consult with your practitioner, and they make decisions that you may reduce the amount of actual drug, yeah, you may do so. So it's like slowly a way of doing that.
Of course, always work with your own medical practitioner, but you know, I find that amazing because here in Canada, a lot of individuals who have thyroid disease are on only T4, which is the inactive form of thyroxine. T3 is the active form. So even doing, like you said, try if they're not feeling well and they can't get that T3, maybe try and see if they can emphasize the benefit of an imprint along with their medications, right? So, you know, again, like these are amazing real life applications. I love it. Now, is there anything else? I mean, I should cover the fact that there is a membership once you buy a device in order to have access to all of the imprints, which I feel is very affordable. And I think it's a great idea because that'll give you access to everything in the database.
Yeah, you do need to like purchase separate signals. It's pretty much as a Netflix, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. It's like the Netflix of imprints and PEMFs, right? I love it. I think it's a wonderful concept. Now, is there anything else that you wanted to add before we close off, Anton, that we might have forgotten?
So actually, what about the case also? Like important, I ask them how they use water, because some people, you know, they would just like use, you know, I see they use just once some signal and they stop using. But again, as we see that and we know that imprint is less stable than the substance, you have to supply that kind of information to your body like very often or often.
Yes.
And not only one day. So you would need to like do that at least 3 times a day, drinking at least 50 milliliters or 2 ounces of water each time. With that particular case, I ask them how did they use their water. And say they prepare a kind of large bottle of water with that complex and start drinking it in the morning and then just through the day.
Right. You have to repeat it, right? Yeah. Like it's just like me with that whole example of the heart rate variability. I mean, I'm drinking it at least 3 times a day and I'm doing it for consecutive days. Like it's not like a miracle where you just do it once and I'm like everything is perfect and you know it's done. Like it's consistency, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be more collecting of experience from people. Now we have some feedback from people already on the website. People go onto the infopathy.com and then testimonials information, how they're using it, so we will be able to even understand more in what cases it works better and in what cases, like what's the difference, because it's also, I think, important what kind of state person in general have.
I'm fully aligned with you there, Anton. Big believer in all of it. And I do want to add one case that I read about, which I found amazing. Somebody was very concerned about their cholesterol. And I'm sure you know which one I'm talking about, right? It was on your website and they used the PEMF signal. I think it was before bed or before sleep, something to do with their cholesterol. And they went back and their cholesterol lowered considerably. I can't remember what the time frame is, but you've got a bunch of examples and testimonials on your website, which I feel are very powerful and they're from real people. So...
Yeah.
You have a fabulous Facebook community as well. So it's Infopathy, InfoPathy. That's how it's spelt. Infopathy.com is your website. And you have a Facebook group as well where lots of people share how they're using different imprints or PEMF and what they're doing, their success stories. Plus on your website, you have tons of testimonials. And also, you guys have provided me with a discount code for my listeners, Sandy10, if you would like to buy a device. And yeah, anything else you want to add? Final closing words, Anton?
Welcome aboard. And if you have any questions, you can send us and our email or ask in the community also. We're welcome to join there. We'll be happy, you know, to have new members.
Yes. And definitely you can get in touch with me. I will have all the information in my show notes as well. Thank you so much for coming, Anton.
Thank you very much, Sandy.
Join me next week where I cover off more exciting topics. I hope to continue to engage you, and excite you and show you that living in your 40s, 50s, and beyond can be exciting, balanced, and healthful. Bye for now.